This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. His own lawyers could not prevent Zacharias Moussaoui from giving more testimony at his trial yesterday. The admitted al-Qaeda conspirator testified as jury members considered whether he deserves execution. He said he is still ready to kill Americans, even in prison. Defense attorneys struggled to show jurors that, as Moussaoui's testimony indicates, he is mentally ill. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
At times, Moussaoui and his defense attorney sounded like an old couple hashing out unfinished fights. Moussaoui tells lead defender Gerald Zirkin, "I believe in the last 4 years you have been doing criminal non-assistance of defense counsel." Moussaoui says Zirkin had resisted his efforts to get a change of venue to somewhere far from the Pentagon. Then Zirkin reminds him the judge had turned down a change of venue motion that Moussaoui had filed when he was allowed to represent himself. Zirkin, "After seeing our performance, do you think we are trying to kill you?" Moussaoui, "If someone is poisoned and you deny them the antidote, you have killed them." Zirkin tries to show how inconsistent Moussaoui's behavior has been. Despite warnings, Moussaoui had referred to the judge as the death judge and had insulted his attorneys. Zirkin, "Did you think that would bother us?" Moussaoui grins and says, "It's part of the fight." But it's when Moussaoui is asked about the dozens of victims' families who testified that he becomes the most animated and may end up doing the most damage to his defense. He is asked whether he feels regret. "None whatsoever," Moussaoui replies. "I find it disgusting," he goes on, "that someone will share their grief in order to obtain the death of somebody else." When the prosecutor cross-examines, Moussaoui ups the ante. "You've heard of Timothy McVeigh?" the prosecutor says. "Yes, the greatest American," Moussaoui replies. "Are you crazy?" "I am not," Moussaoui says. "Are you delusional?" "I am not. Americans think that if you fly a plane into a building, you are crazy," Moussaoui continues. "But it's based on our religion. We believe in suicide strikes." Moussaoui's attorneys tried to stop him from testifying in the first phase of the trial without success. That's when he said he was supposed to fly a plane into the White House on 9/11. Now, once again, he seems to have made the prosecutor's job much easier. Richard Dieter is with the Death Penalty Information Center.
When you get somebody who perhaps has not worked with his lawyers, who has said that he wants the death penalty, and even asked to testify in that realm at the penalty phase, the jury, in my experience, usually gives him what he wants. They give him the death penalty.
Moussaoui has said he wants to fight the death penalty. On the stand yesterday, he said he can only tell the truth and place his trust in God. He showed no worry about his fate, saying he's 100% convinced that President Bush will release him, a vision that came to him in a dream, he says. Defense attorneys may be hoping this confused set of thoughts will convince the jury that Moussaoui is not in his right mind. They'll have to reconcile that idea with the articulate man that jurors heard testify for nearly 3 hours about world affairs and the U.S. legal system. Attorney Brian Stevenson is executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative of Alabama. He says that even though Moussaoui sounds smart, he may still be very sick.
There are people who are paranoid or schizophrenic or obsessive who have very elaborate, very complex theories about life experiences or the world or countries or people. Unless you have a perspective on their mental illness, it will seem like it's sort of believable.
Next week, Moussaoui's attorneys will turn to mental health experts in the hope that they can convince jurors that Moussaoui's rants are signs of schizophrenia and that he has exaggerated his role in al-Qaeda. Therefore, the argument goes, he should be spared the death penalty and sentenced to life in prison. The jury is expected to get the case next week. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.